portrayed it toward the day.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Stogies and Beer. This is Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Stogies and Beer is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, that's WBEST. All right, let's get into it. This morning, our show is going to be talking about sponsorship 101. Today's show will focus on how undrafted free agent athletes as well as underground hip-hop artists can promote their brand by partnering with a sports team. We will focus on concepts to include signage, box suites, and concourse setups to do giveaways, et cetera. Again, this is sponsored one-on-one, just again in detail. We're going to be talking about how athletes can partner with a sports franchise at the pro-developmental level. I'm not telling you to go to talk to the San Diego Padres or go talk to the Dallas Cowboys. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you're in Dallas, you'll go talk to the Frisco Fighters. In the IFL, Indoor Football League. That's a pro-developmental football team. You're going to talk to, if you're in Shreveport, Louisiana, you'll talk to the TBL champions, the basketball league champions, the Shreveport Mavericks, you know. If you're in San Diego, you'll go talk to the San Diego Strike Force and try to do a partnership deal with them. So let me bring all this here back and tie this in just a little bit to give you an example. If you're an underground hip-hop artist trying to put out a brand-new project that you're promoting, what you want to do is basically partner with a sports team, a local sports team, because that's going to be a local audience, right? We agree on a local audience. So with the local audience, what you want to do is, and excuse the noise if you hear any clicking in the background, I need a laptop and I need a mouse. So you won't hear these deep clicks on my laptop, but there's nothing I can do about that right now. Again, this month is a bunch of experimental test runs and things of that nature. We'll get through it, though. I'm gonna make sure that this coming up in month number two, you know, this is going to be a good product because we want to get a good product to move us in the regular radio, brick-and-mortar radio stations. Want to get this show picked up. He sent it, doing me a demo tape to try to get Stogies and Beer picked up on a brick-and-mortar radio station, but bear with us right now with any technical difficulties that you might hear with any clicks and pops and pings and all that stuff. We'll get through it. But back to what I was saying, talking about sponsorship 101. And again, for those of you just tuning in, this is Stogies and Beer broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBET, BST, WBEST Radio. Stogies and Beer is a sports show for the professional armchair quarterback. We talk everything sports related, any sports. It don't matter if we don't really know much about your sport. You can teach us about it. If you don't know much about the sports that we're talking about, we can teach you about it. Everybody just has to be willing to listen and willing to learn, and we'll have some great great conversations set up for armchair quarterbacks to come in and boast their bold opinions. This show is set up for the professional armchair quarterback to come on this show and boast their bold opinions about sports-related topics. This is a football talk show. But again, this is Hoagies and Beer. I am your host, Romero Ferrant, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on WBEST, WBEST. The time is 8:05 a.m. on this July 11th, 2022. Getting back into our topic today, Sponsorship 101. Today's show, again, will focus on how undrafted athletes as well as underground hip-hop artists can promote their brand by partnering with the sports team. We will focus on concepts of signage, box suites, and concourse setups, giveaways, etc. I'm going to go into detail a little bit on that there as well, real quick. And I want you guys to chime in to the conversation. Click the link, hit the guest call-in line, and I'll put you in queue and see what you think about the topic. But the biggest thing I want people to understand is that is what we're doing is basically trying to teach how you partner with a co-developmental sports team. Okay, so I'm going to use right here an example. I used to do a contest called the Open Mic Massacre Rap Championship. And Open Mic Massacre, we both did a lot of underground hip-hop artists here local in the San Diego area, the L.A. area, and we also went to Texas. So all those underground artists I would try to help. And I came across a platform to where I found out if you want to put out some local music or local project, what you can do is call a sports team and say, hey, how much are your, what's your basic sponsorship package? Sometimes they might say it's $300 to basically come out and just do a, set up a table and do giveaways. $500 package might do set up a table with your banner, do giveaways, pass out flyers, and then we might give you some mic time to perform at intermission. A more exclusive, more expensive package, let's say you take it to a $1,200 package, you might get X amount of games, X amount of signage, and whatnot. You just never know. When you're talking about at a bigger level, let's say, for instance, you moving away from pro-developmental teams, like I said, you know, you got ABA teams, TBL teams, football, you got a couple different levels of pro arena football, like indoor football league, Champions Indoor Football League, then you got the National Arena League and the American Arena League. So you, and then so forth and so forth. Also definitely the Fan Control Football League, which is an excellent platform for artists trying to break out because they're located in Atlanta, Georgia at Pullman Yards. And they had one young lady, I forgot her name, but she was a local Georgia artist in Atlanta. And I think she was at the College Park area in Atlanta, but she came out and she did her song on live TV and on the internet. So, I mean, I saw that and I was trying to get other underground artists to send me some music so I could promote it to one of my contacts with the Fan Control Football League. I was trying to get, allow some of these athletes, I'm sorry, not athletes, some of these artists to come on the show and push their product. And I was trying to find out how much would it be for them to buy a sponsorship package. A sponsorship package that would include signage meaning putting your banner, your pro banner around the wall of the field, on any of the on bulletin boards of the and there they had a lot of video screens where they could run promotions and everything on the video screens, putting your promotion up on the video screen. So you just signage, putting your stuff up on the video screen, around the field, on the field, like in the middle of the field, center court, center field, you know, that's your signage. And all this is stuff we're just talking about, partnering with a sports team for you underground hip-hop artists. But at the same time, when you go to a bigger stadium, let's say, if you want to go to the – out here, I'm going to use it for example, you want to partner with the San Diego Padres. You can go to Petco Park and talk to the people in sales and marketing and say, hey, I'm interested in doing a small – because I know your budget probably isn't that big, but if you got a big budget, that's fine. I count people's pockets. But you can go to the San Diego Padres and basically tell them, hey, I want to do a partnership with you guys and do some signage and do a concourse. So, okay, signage again. You want to put your banner around the field. Like if you're watching a Padres baseball game and they have, I forgot the name of that lumber company, but they always have their sign up there very, very big around the field. And then a lot of the different local brands here in San Diego, whether it be a casino or whatever, they signage. And you can try to see if you can get some banner placement around the field. That's going to cost some money. But, you know, and also if you do signage up on the big board, on the big screen that they have out there, that's going to cost a little bit of money. But you can do some cheaper packages, like, say, for instance, LED lighting signage. Like, as you're passing by different promo screens in the stadium, like whether they're doing advertising a certain food vendor or whatever, getting your signage on your new song, your new project LED screens, to where people can just basically go by, they basically click on, you know, snap, do a snap on the screen with your cell phone and go right to your music, where you can purchase your music. Just like they, if they're selling a hot dog or something, you can buy it right out of your phone by taking a picture of the LED signage in the stadium. These stadiums are tech. It's amazing. Plus, if you want to do, let's say, for instance, if you're an artist, a hip-hop artist, R&B artist or whatever genre of music you're into, this is a hip-hop and R&B platform, but if anybody else is into another genre of music, that's fine, too. It all works the same. You can go to them and say, I want to do a box suite, let's say, listening party. So you and your crew, y'all get together, and let's say they tell you, okay, to get a box suite, it's going to be $3,000. There really ain't no money. Everybody put in a G. You get your box suite, and then you can have the staff, the girls and everything that work up in there, guys or girls, whatever you prefer, guys and girls, come out there with Padres uniform on and pass out Padres shirts on and everything like that, and pass out your CDs, sell your CDs and everything like that, and you're doing a listening party right there in a box suite. You got your box suite, different people coming in to listen to the music, to make it an event. But you got to be willing to put up a little bit of cash to do that. Plus, a concourse event is basically where you're setting up a table where everybody's walking, they're buying their food. You got a table out there, like, which is a great intermission type of thing. When people, it's an intermission or a break in between the game, people are going to want to go and use a hot dog, buy a beer, buy a shot, and then they can pass by your table. You got your table set up, your banner. You got the Padres marketing staff passing out your ways, and at the same time, it's helping you sell the CDs if you're selling any of them. And so, you got your table set up with the banner and everything like that, and you're visible because everybody's passing by you. But anyway, that's a little bit about sponsorship 101. When we come back into the topic, we're going to be talking about doing some charity stuff, nonprofit stuff, 501 Charlie 3 organizations, which will help if any free agents, sports free agents, actually get signed to an actual professional sports team. If you get signed in California, New York, high tax state, you're going to pay a lot of taxes on your contract. So what I'm going to be talking about next is doing a nonprofit situation, 101 banner. We're going to be talking about doing a 501 Charlie 3 organization, to where you can do like a standalone project or something like that. And basically what you're going to do is it'll save you some money by putting money into a charity. It'll save you a lot of money. Rather than you paying it in tax, you can pay it into a charity, which will save you a lot of money. You'll be doing someone some good. For those of you just tuning in, this is Stogies and Beer, broadcasting live. WBEST, WBEST. The time on deck is 8:14 a.m. And we're going to be going into to a little bit of music here. And we'll be coming back and we'll be talking a little bit more. If you want to call in to the show call-in guest line is 515-602-9687. Again, the guest line is 515-602-9687. And we'll be coming back here shortly after a little bit of music. This is Stogies and Beer, platform for the professional. Check back. right, all right. We're back. We're back with Stogies and Beer, the professional sports radio talk show for the professional armchair quarterback. We got it here in news today. A lot of stuff going on with this Kevin Durant thing. You know, I just if you want to call in and talk about sports-related topics, we got stuff about Kevin Durant, where he going, where Durant going to land, is the Nets going to let him go, are they going to keep him, is Kevin Durant going to stay, is Kevin Durant going to the New York Knicks, is Kevin Durant going, going to New Orleans Pelicans, I mean, where is Kevin, it's like, where in the world is Carmen San Diego here? I mean, they trying to figure out where the heck Kevin Durant going, you know, is he going here, is he going there? So I'm just like, Kevin Durant can go wherever the heck he want to go. I mean, the man that paid his dues, he's a vet. He can go where he want to go. The way they got these deals set up now, the league is set up now, you know, even if it wasn't negotiated with collective bargaining with a guy forcing the trade, you know, I guess you want to operate within the collective bargaining agreement to make it better for everybody when you go back to the negotiating table, when your union goes back and sits down with the league so y'all can, you know, operate, you know, fairly with each other. But if all these, you know, players are breaking the collective bargaining agreement, forcing the trade, I don't know how that's going to work out. But at the same time, Kevin Durant, he's been around the league. I feel like a vet like him, a star can do whatever a star want to do. Star can play whatever a star want to play. I mean, the league probably rather have him playing than sitting at home pouting or, you know, when he can be playing and, you know, entertaining the masses like myself who like to watch the basketball. We much rather see Kevin Durant on the basketball court than sitting out. Just, I mean, same thing with Kyrie Irving. We like to see Kyrie Irving on the basketball court rather than sitting out. So, I mean, you just got to let these guys go and play where they want to play at. I mean, because at the end of the day, they really don't have to go and work or play anywhere. They've made so much money, guaranteed money. They don't have to do anything but sit at home if that's what they so choose to do. For those of you just tuning in, this is Stogies and Beer, the platform for the professional armchair quarterback. We talk everything sports related, sports business, e-commerce as well, athletes, entertainers are welcome to call in. We also talk a little bit about craft beer because this is the beer concept. We also talk about custom cigars. That's the Stogie concept because this is Stogies and Beer. I got a question today. In fact, if my regular caller calls in, if DC calls in, I'm going to ask him because he smokes a lot of Stogies. I'm going to ask him, what's the difference of smoking a Stogie versus swapping over to an e-cigarette? So I'm just trying to find out because a lot of people, all kids now are doing this e-cigarette thing, this vaping thing. So e-cigarette, vape, whatever. And they're moving away from tobacco. So I want to find out from my man DC why he's not switching over from tobacco products to this vaping and e-cigarette thing, unless he's doing it, I don't know. But, also, anybody that's out there that's a beer connoisseur of craft beers, if you want to call in and talk about craft beers, I'm going to be doing coming up the beer of the week. I was supposed to start that today, but I unfortunately went out to the store today and got my beer of the week, so we'll save that to tomorrow. Again, I'm working on this platform, trying to make it a product, making everything be consistent every week. Every Monday morning, I want to have my craft beer and craft cigar of the week, custom cigar and craft beer. We also got some new marketing material in progress and a commercial for the show coming up. So we got a lot of good things coming up for Stogies and Beer. Stogies and Beer, we talk about anything sports-related, sports news, breaking sports news. You can come on here and talk about bass fishing, you know, teach us something about bass fishing. You can talk to us about camel racing, horse racing, dog racing, NASCAR, NASCAR truck series, anything sports related, you can call us and talk to us about it. However, this is a football related talk show. This is a football show. We talk football. But at the same time, we talk a lot about Major League Baseball. Definitely since the All-Star game is coming up, we can talk about All-Star selections. I think San Diego Padres, we got one local guy that went to school here in San Diego. I think him and Manny Machado, I believe, are the San Diego selections. Musgroves, I think Joe Musgroves, I think that's his name, played ball, I think, at my high school in San Diego, if I'm correct. But I remember last year he did have a no-hitter. He had a no-no last year. But, yeah, and don't quote me on that, but I'm believing that Musgrove did pitch a no-no last year. He got one last year. So with that being said, we talk about Major League Baseball. We talk about a lot of NBA. We can talk about soccer, hockey, whatever you want to talk about at this show and whatever level. It don't have to be NFL, NBA, MLB. It could be other leagues. I mean, it could be lower developmental leagues because this is a platform for unsigned free agents to come here and state their case, state their cause of why they feel like they deserve an opportunity going into Major League Baseball, minor league baseball, FIBA basketball, XFL, and, you know, XFL, USFL for football players. I mean, it's a lot of high-level developmental opportunities out there. So if you are in a lower tier or you're a street lower tier, if you're in a lower tier professional developmental league, you're welcome to come on this show and boast why you should be able to move up to a higher tier developmental league, basketball, baseball, football, or whatever. And then, you know, we tape this stuff. Of course, it's already recorded through Blog Talk. It's already recorded. So all we do is just basically take your episode for your interview, and we promote it out and have you promote it out, and hopefully these episodes get into the right hands, and then, you know, you can get an opportunity. If you like to comment on anybody that's on our show, like to comment about what they're talking about, and call in to 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687 if I guess call-in line. So at the same time, you can DM me or you can DM me on you can comment on the show in the comments in the chat. You can also DM me any comments about any of our guests, whether they be athletes or entertainers. You can DM me on Twitter at Ferran, at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, at Ferran Sports, capital S-P-O-R-T-S. The Ferran, the F is capitalized, the sports, the S is capitalized, all one word, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. But anyway, today's topic is sponsorship 101 for those of you just tuning in to Stogies and Beer. Today's show will focus on how undrafted athletes as well as underground hip-hop artists can promote their brand by partnering with a sports team. We will focus on concepts including signage, which we talked about already. Signage meaning putting up your sign in a visible spot, whether it's center court, center field, around the court, around the field, up on a big screen in a stadium. We're talking about box suites where you can go and purchase a box suite and do like a listening party if you're an artist or whatever, do your listening parties and everything. We talked about the concourse setups, so where when people are going out to the concourse area to buy food and beer at intermission or during the game, they'll always pass, but you'll be in a location where people are going to pass right by your table. There might be banner wrap with signage on it, and you're doing giveaways, you're selling your product. It just depends on how you want to do it. So we talked about signage, box suites, and concourses. And the same thing can also work if you are an athlete. Let's say, for instance, if you're an athlete, this is also a good branding opportunity for athletes because a lot of you guys do personal training. You can also put your signage up around the field, put your signage up center court, center field. You can put your signage there. Concourse setups really don't work for you because you're not selling physical items like an artist would, so that really wouldn't work for you. A box suite really wouldn't work for you because you don't need that because you're not doing a listening party or nothing like that. But for athletes, you definitely want to promote your brand. So I'm going to give you a perfect example. If you was playing football for the San Diego Strike Force here in the Indoor Football League and you're an athlete, but you have a gym or you have a training system that you do as your occupation. Or say, for instance, you went to school and you have a degree in engineering or whatever or operations or whatever, and you do a lot of stuff like facilities maintenance, and you have a company where you can come out and do repairs or whatever like that. Whatever you're doing in your personal life, you can partner with your actual team and say, hey, I'm gonna go talk to the sales department to see if I can promote my company on a signage. Whether I'm doing training, whether I'm doing home repair, whatever, I'm going to put up a signage on the field and center court for my business. and do that. And at the same time, you know, I might ask for some mic time during halftime to come out real quick and have a representative promote my brand, because if you're playing for the team, of course, you want to be in the locker room at halftime getting instructions on how y'all can come back if y'all are down. But you'll have a representative from your company come in and do your advertisement. Sometimes they give you live mic time to promote, and then you can give away T-shirts or whatever the case be for your training program, whatever company that you're representing, have giveaways for the fans. Okay, at this time it is 8:38 a.m. This is Stogies and Beer, the platform for the professional armchair quarterback. It is 8:29 a.m. Pacific Coast time. We're going to take a break real quick and go off into some more music. Again, this is Stogies and Beer, and I am your host, Romero Ferrant, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Good morning. This is Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer radio show. Stogies and Beer is the platform for the professional armchair quarterback that can come on this show and state his bold opinions about any sports related. This morning we got a lot of news on the coming across my monitor. You know, the new head coach for the Lakers, I think his name is Dog Ham. He's saying that he's happy to have Westbrook. You know, he's going to make the Russell Westbrook situation work. I don't understand everybody complaining about Westbrook. Man's a hell of a player. Okay, you know, you in a shooting slump or whatever, you having a bad season, whatever the case may be, everybody know how Westbrook play. So if you want to comment, call in a comment about what y'all think that Westbrook is going to do for the Lakers this coming season. We also got news that Damian Lillard reaches a two-year, $122 million extension with Portland. Damian Lillard reaches a two-year, $122 million extension with Portland. Well, for that kind of money, I'd stay too. $122 million for a two-year deal. That ain't bad. That's a nice little extension. All they got to do is put some players around them so he can get to a chip. Maybe they can make a deal with Phoenix. They can get DeAndre Ayton, the center from Phoenix, to come over with him. You'll have a big man. You got a shooting guard. And big man, point guard, shooting guard, however you want to look at Lillard. And then maybe they give away some draft picks. They're trying to see if they can get KD to come to Portland. I don't think so. They'll have a better opportunity getting Ayton from Phoenix and then giving them a couple second-round draft picks. Maybe one first, couple second-round picks. But if you want to call into the show and talk about anything news on the monitor this morning, definitely call in. State your bold opinion. Again, this show is for anything sports-related. For the professional armchair quarterback to come on here and state his bold opinions. This is a football talk show, but we do talk all sports. Now, earlier I had mentioned to you on our topic today about sponsorship 101. I talked to you about a couple of different things, but I mentioned that I was going to talk about charities and why you should always have a charity as a professional athlete. So say, for instance, you got an undrafted free agent right now that's looking to get an opportunity going to an NFL camp. Say, for instance, that an opportunity coming to an NFL camp actually comes about. Now, when you go to an NFL camp and you sign for whatever you're going to sign for after you make the active roster, whatever state you're in, there's going to be some taxes unless you're in Texas. I don't think Texas has a state tax structure. But if you get signed in San Diego, let's say, for instance, well, not San Diego anymore, but L.A. for the L.A. Chargers or the L.A. Rams. You get signed for the L.A. Chargers, L.A. Rams, you're going to pay a lot of taxes. And for you guys that's a free agent that's signing a rookie deal, you're not really making that much money. So I suggest that you, out of any type of NFL athlete, a rookie, and you're an undrafted guy that made a 53-man roster, you want to start you up a 501 Charlie 3 charity. And you can do that in a couple of different ways. You can DM me on Twitter at Ferrand Sports, Sports, all together on Twitter, and I can break it down to you what kind of projects that you can do and break down they work. But you definitely want to get off into doing a nonprofit and some charity work, because you don't want to be giving all your money away to the government when you can be doing some good by giving it away to an organization, whether it's a religious organization, whether it's something for children, to, you know, just any organization that's going to do good for the community. You can put money off into that, and you know, you can get with somebody to basically help you manage your 501 Charlie 3. A lot of people think that it's just going and set those things up and say, hey, I'm a nonprofit. No, you got to file something with the Securities Exchange Commission. You have to do an SEC filing to be a legitimate 501 Charlie 3 situation. It's all about legitimacy. It's law stuff. You can't just say, I'm a nonprofit organization. That's not how that works. You have to file that stuff with the SEC. Because if you're taking in money, you have to be cleared and have permission to take in money for your organization. Yeah, you're putting up money, but you're also taking in money too, because you're asking for people to sponsor, you know, to donate to your cause, because you're a nonprofit organization. But you have to set that up correctly through the Securities and Exchange Commission, and that's a fact. So, if anybody wants to dispute that, you can definitely call into the show and dispute it. But again, this show is called Sponsorship 101. We're talking about how you can partner with the professional sports franchise and also setting up a nonprofit organization to save you money. Instead of paying a lot of tax, you can be donating that tax money to a charitable cause. And instead of you giving it back to the government, you'll have something to show for it by doing some good for an underserved cause in your community. Again, this is Ramiro Ferran broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California with WBEST, WBEST. And the time on deck is 8:42 a.m. on this July 11th, 7/11/22. So we're here. If you want to call into the show, 515-602-9687. Again, call into the show, 515-602-9687. If you want to talk about anything sports related. Also in news today, on the monitor, they said Dak Prescott for the Dallas Cowboys is in the best shape of his life. I don't know if conditioning going to help the Cowboys, though. I don't think it's just Dak being in condition. Zeke got to be in condition. Everybody got to be in condition. The Dak and Zeke, I'm hoping that it's going to do good things this year, and they have a nice playoff run. Because when Dak and Zeke is playing well, you know, I like football. That's my undercover side team, because I like Dak and Zeke. But, of course, my team is the New Orleans Saints. You know, all things Saints is me. Matter of fact, all things Louisiana sports is me. So, but they talking about Dak is in tremendous shape. He walking around with a 12-pack. You know, and I ain't talking about a 12-pack of beer. I'm talking about a 12-pack of abdomen. You know, I walk around usually with a keg, but, you know, I'm working on that. I'm walking around with a keg, but, you know, I'm working on it. You know, I'm trying to get it down to a six-pack, you know. But don't laugh at me, because a lot of y'all armchair quarterbacks walking around with kegs, too. The show is called Stogies and Beer, so I know it's a lot of beer drinking and cigar smoking out there. But anyway, definitely, if you are if you are a professional athlete at the pro developmental level, and you got a side business, whether it's be a trainer, whether you got a restaurant, whether you got a clothing line or whatever, you want to partner with your local pro developmental basketball, football, and baseball teams to put your signage around the field. At the same time, any kind of mic time they give you during intermission to promote your product, anything where they'll let you pack shirts or whatever, do giveaways and all that. You want to partner with a local pro developmental football team, because they're looking for sponsors. They're looking for people to partner with them. Even if you own the team, take advantage. You own the team. You can get a good deal on that, because you can go right to the people in your sales and marketing department and say, hey, can I have my own company doing this, doing that? Can I get a good deal? Let's work out a partnership deal so I can be able to put out my product during the games. You can do that, but I mean, you always got to be thinking outside the box when you're a professional athlete. And I think tomorrow I'm going to talk a little bit about football branding 101, you know, because there's a lot of pro developmental football players in leagues like the Indoor Football League, et cetera, where the fans are really close to you, and you can interact with the fans certain kind of ways to make money outside of your game check. You know, these leagues, these smaller leagues, they're not paying that much money, $200 a game, $180 a game, but not for the money, you're there for the film. But it's ways that you can brand yourself. Branding meaning like how many people out of 100 know you. And then that leads up into your Q score on social media. I mean, meaning kind of like how popular you are, if I'm correct, on social media. But branding is how many people out of 100 people that know who you are. So, I mean, if you're getting 100 people at an Arena League football game or more, how many people per 100 in there already know who you are and know what your brand is. and this ways that can help you brand your brand yourself. We're going into the here soon, going into hour number two on Stogies and Beer, and we had a special guest coming on air today. This is going to be my man, running back out of Campbellsville University, by way of Kentucky Christian University. I believe both of those are NAIA schools, and unfortunately, when you're playing ball at an NAIA school, you don't get a look. I'm not saying that people don't come out of NAIA schools. Dennis Rodman came out of an NAIA school for the NBA, and the Nigerian Christian Okoye out of Azusa Pacific came out of an NAIA school when they were NAIA. So, matter of fact, Christian Okoye scored 5 touchdowns in the Senior Bowl, and that I don't think no one else has scored 5 touchdowns as a running back in the Senior Bowl since he did that. He came out of an NAIA school. We're talking about a guy from Nigeria that they don't even have football in Nigeria. At least they didn't back then. They probably do now. But they didn't have football back then. So if I'm not saying that people don't get picked out of NAIA schools. It's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying the comparison in NCAA schools, definitely NCAA Division II and above versus NCAA Division III down to NAIA. The look is slim to none. So what I'm saying is my man Deontay Sipp, he came out of an NAIA program. He's going to be coming on air talking about his journey, all the steps that he's taken since he's graduated, and then just talk about his whole process about, why he think at this point he hasn't got an NFL look, because NFL camp hasn't even started yet, and he's still working on trying to get a call for an NFL camp through different resources and platforms. Right now, he's using my platform right now this morning to see this case. And again, these episodes are going to go out to different coaches. And these live interviews are going to help them. They're going to get a live interview. The coaches can understand, well, this is why I need to sign him to the next level. It might not be the NFL. It might be the IFL. Might be fan-controlled football. That's fine. But we got it. This platform can get you signed, potential to get you signed to your next pro contract or to your initial pro contract. So we're going to go back into the music. We're going to have Sip calling in at 5 minutes to the top of the hour, and then we're going to go off into his interview right at the top of the hour. But before we go back up into some music, again, our topic this morning on Stogies and Beer is Sponsorship 101. If you want to know how to set up a nonprofit 501 Charlie 3 organization to save you from paying taxes to the government and basically putting money back into an underserved issue in your community, we could talk about that. Just hit me up on Twitter, DM me on Twitter at Ferran Sports. And at the same time, if you're an underground hip hop artist and also again a pro developmental athlete, you can contact me as well to talk about how you can also partner with the team and try to get your branding up. It's all about branding. As an underground hip-hop artist, as an undrafted athlete, you need to build your brand by partnering with a sports team. You need to save money as a undrafted free agent that can possibly make a 53-man roster. Once you make a 53-man roster, you're paying taxes. And if you're in a high-tax state like New York, where New York and, let's say, California, you got to pay taxes there. And so you need to know how to save your money and take the money that you could be paying the government, taking that money and putting it into a charitable cause to make you feel better and to do something for an undeserved issue underserved group in your community. With that being said, we're going to go back off into some music. We're going to play a little bit of music. We got coming up Rebuild Tag by DJ Keith Chronic and Tech by DJ Keith Chronic. DJ Keith Chronic has a clothing company, In The Trunk Clothing, quality material. In The Trunk means he can just pull up on your poppy's trunk, and he got all kind of shoes, hats, t-shirts, shorts, jackets in the trunk, and all you can just purchase it direct sales. All you got to do is pop his trunk. At the same time, he's a heck of a DJ, heck of a producer as well. So if you want to get in touch with DJ Keith Chronic about anything, get with me on Twitter again at Ferran Sports. We had After Playing earlier by Keith Klizok, Aftermath by Keith Klizark, Batman by Keith Klizark, Adam by Keith Klizark, and Doctor Strange by Keith Klizark, Long Way From Home by Keith Klizark. Keith Klizark is a platinum producer, and he is the owner and chief executive officer for Team Mash and Sound Design. If you want to know more about Team Mash and Sound Design, go to Twitter at Klizark1 on Twitter. If you need a beat, he can help you. If you need help, need consultation putting the project out, he can help you. If you want major label record distribution through InGrooves Universal, he can help you. He can do all of that stuff. All you got to do is hit him up on at Klizark1 on Twitter or DM me at Ferran Sports on Twitter. All right, we're going off into some more music. This is WBEST broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, Stogies and Beer Radio Show, the official platform for the armchair quarterback to come and put his bold opinions. We talk about everything sports related. All right, let's get off into some music. It is 8:52 on July 11, 2022. We're going to hit up Bill Tag by DJ Keith Chronic.
We'll be right back. here, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California. WBEST, WBEST, Stogies and Beer is the official talk show for the armchair quarterback, where the professional armchair quarterback can come in and post, and I'll talk about his bold opinion on anything sports related. Today's topic was Sponsorship 101, where we were talking about partnering with pro developmental football teams and other pro developmental sports teams, whether you were an underground hip-hop artist trying to put out some new music and sell some music, or whether you are a and also if you are undrafted sports free agent, where you can promote whatever you're doing outside of your particular sport push your brand, whether that's training athletes, training kids, starting up sports, youth teams, whatever you're doing, artist or entertainer, I'm sorry, whether you're an athlete or entertainer, you can partner up with professional sports teams, push your brand. We got coming in at the top of the hour, I got my man in queue, Deontay Sipp, running back out of Campbellsville University. We about to plug him into the show so he can talk a little bit about his journey, coming off into being a football free agent, trying to still get a camp opportunity before NFL starts here in a couple weeks. So we're going to go ahead on and bring him into the show. Deontay, I'm about to click your mic and go ahead on and introduce yourself and welcome to the show again. This is Stogies and Beer, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, and the time is 9 o'clock a.m. All right, Deontay Sipp is our special guest today online.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man? Go ahead on and introduce yourself to everybody and everything.
Yes, sir. I'm Deontay Sipp. I played at Kentucky Christian University and Campbellsville University. I'm a four-time all-conference selection. I've been a NCCAA All-American a couple of times, too. You know, I had a pretty decent career as well, and I had a little time playing arena, too, as well. So it was a blessing for that as well.
Okay. So tell everybody about your journey. I mean, what led you to Campbellsville coming out of high school? Why not any I don't think you any big time D1 offers? And you know, me and you, we talked about this, but I wanna introduce your story to the community, to the coaches and everything that are listening in or getting this episode. As I email it out to different coaches, this is your live interview. So I want to talk a little bit about coming out of high school. What was it that stopped you from going to a Alabama or going to a SEC Kentucky? Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, sir. I mean, personally, I feel like, I just feel like my area, you know, just the exposure wasn't well. Like, out of my high school, we probably like in the last 10 years, probably had less than 5 D1 football athletes. So yeah, so I think the exposure definitely, but I feel like we definitely got the talent here. But personally, like my situation is, you know, I didn't feel like I was a camp guy in high school. You know, I was the type of guy, you know, I just wanted to put the pads on and play. I didn't feel like I was a camp guy, you know. But I say, you know, like now it's turning into like a camp culture. So I feel like that kind of hurt me too, not going to as many camps. And then like coming out of high school, I had two JUCO offers, and then I had Kentucky Christian, and my parents, they thought it was best for me to get out of the state. You know, like I said, they, you know, everybody around the city knew I was a mama's boy or whatnot, so my mama felt like, you know, I would mature more as a man if I would go to Kentucky Christian. So, you know, like I said, and then I ended up choosing to go to Kentucky Christian. You know, some things happened that also kept me there. You know, I was about to transfer out of there a couple times, but, you know, like I say, you know, it's no regrets. You know, I ended up becoming an all-time leading rusher there. So you know, it's just some blessings all around.
All right. Now, what led you from Kentucky Christian to Campbellsville?
Okay, so after So I had another year eligibility after I finished up at Kentucky Christian and graduated. And then, like, my head coach at Kentucky Christian actually left and went to his college called UPike, my head coach, Corey Phipps. And so basically, you know, it was a long, like, negotiation process. You know, I opened up my recruitment very late because my coach kind of left very late. I think he left it was actually this month right here of last year he left. So, you know, me leaving late didn't really have, like, as many options. I think I had, I think I only had, like, 8 offers. You know, a lot of them were small school, and I had 1 D2 interest, you know, in me. So, so basically, you know, driving force for me leaving was my head coach. And I think Campbellsville sealed the deal, you know, the way they handled things and the deal that they gave me, actually, too.
Okay. Now, I know you said that you broke some records at Kentucky Christian. What was it about their system at Kentucky Christian versus when you went to Campbellsville, their system? What was it about Kentucky Christian system that helped you break those records versus not being able to set those same kind of records at Campbellsville, or did you just not have enough time?
I definitely think it was a time issue at Campbellsville too. But I said, KCU, you know, we were like originally like an RA team originally, but you know, like I said, you know, like me and my head coach at Kentucky Christian, we had a great relationship, so. He, as time progressed, you know, he began to trust me more. So he began to kind of put in more plays for me to get the ball and stuff like that. So he trusted me a lot. And, you know, like I said, at Campbellsville, I mean, I was, I think I was able to have a little success, you know, with the time I had there, considering, you know, I only played there 1 year. But, I mean, I still, like I said, I was still first team all conference, you know, as a running back. And, I also got NCAA second team All American in just 1 year there.
And when you said the NCCAA, like National Christian College Athletic Association.
Yes, sir.
You know, I can remember whether Campbellsville was considered a religious school or not, but I know most NAIA schools do have a religious factor to them.
Yes, sir. Christian. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit about after the season was, or during the season, did any scouts come and talk to you at Campbellsville? Did any scouts come talk to your coaches? I'm talking about NFL, CFL scouts at that level.
Well, when I was, when I was at KCU, that was like the only time I actually talked to, some NFL scouts. While I was at KCU, I talked to the Lions, the Eagles, and the Panthers. But once I went to Campbellsville, I didn't really talk to any scouts. But like I said, I talked to my coach after the season. I'm not the type to kind of talk a lot. So, you know, he basically said he didn't know I was trying to take it, you know, to that professional range, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't know if I was serious about it. So after the season, he kind of hooked me up with some couple camp opportunities, and then he also got me on at the NAI. He got me an invite to the NAI combine. It was actually the Mike Jasper Invitational Combine, and Tennessee Titans were there. So, you know, I feel like I did a solid job there too, showing I was one of the best backs in the Mid South for sure.
I'm gonna tell you something. I don't be wanting to put these coaches on blast. And this is for all the high school kids that may happen to come across this show, all the parents of high school kids that might be coming on this show and listening. And because when you're an athlete sits down with a school, yes, you want to go and get your education. That's a definite. Get your education. You need that for your life stuff after you get done playing. But let's talk about the playing aspect of what we're dealing with when a coach comes to your house and trying to recruit your kid. The thing about it, these kids,
these athletes been playing football since they've been 5 years old. Flag football, Pop Warner, high school, junior high school, and then now they want to go play in college. I don't understand why coaches just sit on the couch and say, hey, man, you know, we got, you want to come play football for us? This is what your education opportunity is going to be. And then he leaves out the professional opportunity. Meaning, like, kids got to ask the coach, what are my chances? What are my chances of playing professional football coming out of your program? Now, as soon as that coach tells you you ain't got a chance in hell, then you need to be talking to another coach. That's my opinion. Can you comment on that, Sip?
No, that's definitely true because, like I said, you know, you definitely need to be keen to that going in because, man, it's hard coming out of a program who hasn't really had a professional. And also, like you said, you know, like your coach means a lot. Him being a great reference for you because like I said, you know, professional coaches want to know, like, what type of player are you, what type of practice player are you. So like, actually, like, if you're a coach, your coach isn't like one of your best references, you know, like you said, like it's going to be hard for you to get out. And also, like, if your coach doesn't believe you can make it, like, why is he even going to put the effort into trying to get you to make it? So that's also big too. Like, young guys, you know, when you're choosing a college, you know, like, go somewhere where your coach is believing you, you know, where they believe in your potential and what, in a place where you can grow, man.
Exactly. And that's my biggest thing. That's my biggest thing, man. It's like, you know, these, you know, and I'm not knocking any coaches. Don't get me wrong. I know you want to get the best players to basically keep your job because coaching is their job. But at the same time, I've talked to so many coaches, and they'll tell me something like, you know, man, we don't have anybody on our team that's pro. Or we don't have anybody. All my guys, they graduated, and they're teaching high school. So we shouldn't have never had any of the seniors that we had. They should have never been on our roster in the first place. Well, I'm like, well, you recruited these guys. You recruited these guys. Somebody recruited you. And if y'all recruited them, I mean, come on. I mean, I don't get that. And so it's just, you know, I don't understand why any team, any coach would go to a kid's house and try to recruit them. Don't mention the fact that we're going to try to play some good football and win some games, get you some game film, but I don't know any NFL scouts. We don't have we don't have anyone to call for you to move up. So you have to make a choice whether you just want to come here and get your education and play football to pay for your education, or, you know, you may not want to come here. You may want to go try to get into a bigger school. Even if it's a HBCU D2 school, you may want to try to go there so you can have at least some kind of opportunity. Like right now, they got the Doug Williams and the other HBCU alum staff. They're doing the HBCU All-Star Game and the HBCU Combine. And I know a couple of DBs got pulled in and they got drafted in the late rounds, I think. And a lot of guys got invited to camp through that system. Yeah. And that's something that the NAIA needs to probably partner up with somebody from like a HBCU alum to get some of the Afro American kids an opportunity at the NAIA level to go in. But you know what though? But I want to correct myself because I think that it may be still some NAIA schools that's playing that might be still considered HBCU. Like I know Virginia Lynchburg is, and that's where one of my guys, Big Terrence Ames, he's playing right now in the National Arena League with the Carolina Cobras. And I think he's going to be moving on soon, going to minor league football. I think they've been looking at him. But, they're probably already doing that. But, I mean, as a whole, I wish it was somebody out there as a whole could do a big NAIA combine like they do the HBCU combine and an NAIA All-Star game to where you got actual professional scouts coming in like, you know, like when they do like the East-West Shrine Bowl, the Senior Week Bowl, They just need to highlight the NAIA schools a little bit more. And I know y'all did have one guy that went to the NFL combine out of Colville, Stockton, one big offensive lineman.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, we're talking about one to three players a year versus, you know, the field. You know what I'm saying? It's just not, it's not fair, in my opinion. At the same time, this is why I'm telling parents and I'm telling student athletes, you got, when you pick these colleges, you can go to any school you want to go to. If, you know, based on the people that select asking you to come there, but you got to ask that question, what are my chances of playing in the NFL or at least the CFL? Now, when I asked you that, Sip, if did you ask that question, and looking back on it, if you asked that question and your coaches told you in those schools there is no chance, would you have went there? What would have been your what would have been your next move? Not that we're
initially going to KCU. Like I said, like initially going to KCU. My position coach, he believed in me big time, and like, you know, like he said he was gonna do everything in his power, you know, to get me to the next level. You know what I'm saying? And I believed in that. So I feel like initially, like if he would have told me like that I had no chance of, you know, going playing professional ball anywhere, I mean, I definitely would have chose somewhere else, because first of all, like, you coming in as a freshman, I don't think it's right for any coach to tell you you don't have a chance, because like you can always get better. So there's like, so no one should tell you that you don't have a chance, you know, off field. So I feel like if I would have been told that, like, I definitely would have went elsewhere, because like I said, like, I feel like I was good enough to play at another institution as well.
Okay, but let me correct. I want to make sure you understand the question. The question is, based, you asking your coach, what can this program do? Who do you know in the NFL front office, a CFL front office? What scouts do you know for the NFL, CFL? What intimate relationships, meaning like you actually can call these people, have a conversation about me? Who do you know? Now, if they answer that question and said, well, I really don't know nobody, then what would your looking back at it now, what would have been your response to it? Would you have stayed there, or would you have went somewhere else?
No, I probably would have played my freshman year there, and I probably would have transferred out after my freshman year, after knowing that if I would knew that, like, at that point, I probably would have transferred out after my freshman year. Probably would have walked on somewhere, like, even if I didn't get any interest.
So now I'm going to go back to this here. You mentioned to me that you did talk to some NFL scouts when you was at KCU.
Yes, and I'll
let you comment on that. So for whatever reason, scouts were looking at you. They did talk to you at KCU for whatever reason. But I think your mistake would have been, and I don't want to say a mistake, but I think the snafu might have been, and you're not the only one that's done this. People will go, instead of going head on and entering into the trying to be in position to go to NFL camp, take 1 year eligibility and go play somewhere else. Now, I'm asking you,
yes,
you had broke all kind of records at KCU. What made you not just go head on and get an agent, find a sports career manager that could put you with an agent or whatever and work toward getting into NFL camp? Because, like I tell people, the draft is kind of like out of the picture for most NAIA schools, because you know, if you don't offer the kid a junior day and you don't offer a kid an actual pro day where scouts are going to be there, then it's kind of like, you know, that's out. You're going to have to go try to get, sign a free agent deal and go into a NFL camp, like coming up in the next couple of weeks. But I think that when you made the decision to play that extra year, that kind of, for some reason, I don't know what it is about these scouts, they kind of look down on that. They kind of look at it like, well, why did he play another year at another NAIA program versus going to, if he's going to play another year, why he didn't go NCAA Division 3-2 at least? Why did he go that route? So speak to that.
I'm going to say this right here. Like, initially, I wasn't really educated on that. Like, even about even about getting an agent or anything, like, I wasn't really educated on how it's supposed to work. And that's another thing, too, like you're going to schools where, like, it's kind of rare for people to make it, like there's no one there to really educate you and tell you, like, that you need an agent. Like, I this past year, like, me trying to go to the NFL, CFL stuff, like, I just found out, like, that you actually need an agent to even go. But I wasn't educated on any of that, and then, like, I didn't know about, like, the political side of everything either, you know, coming in. And then also, my family also wasn't educated. You know, they seen the opportunity for me to get my master's paid for, and so they were like, you know, like, this opportunity we can't kind of pass up on. But I think if we were more educated on the topic of, you know, timing and me getting an agent and stuff, I think I definitely would have passed up on the extra year. Pursue my dream.
Okay. And with that being said, moving from graduating from Campbellsville, doing the your pro day with the Tennessee Titans, what was their critique on you? How did they feel about your performance that day against the field of all the other players that were there?
I mean, basically, they didn't really say much. You know, I kind of feel like, I don't know. But they didn't really say much to us, so I feel like they were just, you know, there to get the measurements and put our stuff out to the league and stuff. And so, like I said, you know, we were supposed to get, like, a video, too. I never received a videotape of anything. But, like I said, I did talk to one CFL scout. You know, he just told me keep it going, you know, don't give up or whatnot. You know, he shook my hand and told me good job today. But, you know, honestly, like, it wasn't really much from the Tennessee Titans.
How do you feel, now let's speak to this experience. How do you feel when you finally used this platform, and this is an addition to my current, my previous platform of, you know, giving opportunities. This is a new platform to go along to help getting on my list. How do you feel about getting the opportunity right after you use this platform to go into a pro camp? How was that experience?
Oh, man, it was amazing. And I also want to tell you thank you, because you had reached out to me actually, like, right after my season. And like I said, you know, going back to what I was saying, like, I was really uneducated about everything. Like I wish we would have linked up then and, you know, started then. But like I said, man, when we did link up, you know, you got me into a pro camp, man. It was just, like I say, it was an amazing opportunity, getting to go down to Wichita, getting the opportunity with Wichita, which they also just won the championship, man. Shout out to them boys, man, Kobe and Heem and all them boys, man, Drew, all them boys, Marcel, you know, just shout out to those guys, man. Just, like I said, it was an amazing experience getting to play against some guys, like some dudes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I went to Arena League, but, man, they got some dudes there. And, you know, getting the critique from professional coaches was also big. And, like I said, it didn't do anything but make me better. Also, you sent me to Wichita, which I found out, like, one of the best, you know, like I said, you know, and how they treat their players, you know, we got Howes and all that stuff. So that's what I said, man. It was nothing but a blessing from my end as well. And to say I had an opportunity professionally, it's another blessing, you know, coming from where I'm coming from.
So would you say for guys coming up in this year's senior class for 2023, would you say that using a platform like this at first contact, meaning, like, you know, like, a lot of times people might tell you, you know, well, don't use that platform, man, because all he got for you is putting you in pro developmental football, whether that's Arena League, mm-hmm. Indoor League, like Fan Control, Indoor Football League, IFL, NAL, National Arena League, CIFL, Champions Indoor Football League, which basically is what Wichita was at first, but they switched over to AFA, Arena Football Association. But all these mm-hmm. different leagues. Would you tell a guy that's coming in that gets contacted in the beginning going into his last couple games or right after he graduates, would you tell a guy this platform is beneficial to get you seen and you playing professional football immediately after college?
Oh, yes, sir, for sure. Like, if you're a small-town guy like me, man, I think it's best, you know, that you go into a situation like this because, like I said, man, it's a lot that I didn't know, like, coming from a small school. So like I say, you know, that professional opportunity was big for me, showing me how things go, you know, showing me the maturity aspect, you know, of being a professional. So I think yes, this platform is very, very beneficial because, like, and also, man, coming from a small school, like I said, like, you were very honest with me about a lot of things. Like, coming from a small school, I ain't gonna lie, I had a couple agencies hit me up, you know, tell me this, that, and the third, you know, but I feel like your approach was, like, a very honest approach, telling me about it, and you were also reasonable with everything. So like I said, man, that's why I chose you.
All right, I appreciate that. And everybody listening to this interview, again, we got running back Deontay Sipp coming out of Campbellsville University by way of Kentucky Christian University, still a undrafted free agent, looking for opportunity as a rookie going into NFL camp, CFL camp, XFL camp, USFL camp next year. It's still options out there for him and guys like him. I'm not getting on this platform and trying to toot my own horn. That's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to give a voice to the voiceless. I mean, I'm not telling nobody that I got 1,000 listeners on this call right now, but I'm a hell of a promoter. So what I do is take episodes and I promote the hell out of them and I market the hell out of this show so people can come across these type of live interviews and get the help and the education that they need. Real quick before we let y'all, we got 5 more minutes in the interview. I don't want to hold you any longer than 30 minutes. Tell everybody what's your next move. Talk about your next move, then talk about your personal moves. Like, are you starting a training company? Are you using your degree to start a business and things like that? Because, the topic for today is sponsorship 101. And I'm teaching guys, like, just say for as an example, if you was a trainer, you were training kids when you
yes, sir.
Whatever personal trainer, you could partner with Wichita Sales and Marketing Department, right, and say, hey, I want to put up a banner around the field and on the field, whatever the case may be, promoting my company, my training company, or my, let's say, for instance, if you was a plumber by trade, I want to promote my business. Yeah. You could go there and do a sponsorship package for them. They say, man, okay, since you're playing, this package is usually $800 for a basic package, but we're going to do it for you for $500. Bring up your signage and everything. We'll put around the field where it's got visibility, and then have somebody come out, during intermission and promote your brand, do advertising, put some t-shirts out to the crowd, this, that, and other. That's called a partnership. That's partnering with a professional developmental sports team. Do you understand that concept?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So talk about what's next for you, and as far as football, and what's next for you personally.
Yes, sir. But football-wise, you know, of course, right now I'm training, and I think a big thing right now is working on, like, the mental aspect of it because, like I said, you know, physically, like, I feel like I'm more than capable physically. So I think right now it's just working on the mental aspect, you know, and staying locked in mentally, you know, and also staying in shape physically. But, you know, like I said, during this time I'm signing up for more camps, you know, reaching out also been reaching out kind of overseas, trying to get some opportunities going over there, just in case. And I personally right now, like I said, man, I'm not gonna pause my life. But right now I do have I got a little business where people do cosplay, you know, dress up in like Mickey Mouse uniforms and stuff and do parties and stuff. And, when I don't got anybody to work for me, I do have to actually get in the uniform and kind of dance for the kids at their birthdays and stuff. So I'm doing that. And, I'm also working with the younger high school kids around my city. I've been training them, all month. Well, not the high school kids. I've been training the junior high kids actually, that go to my school, Senatoga High School here in Mississippi. So, So yeah, I've been doing that all month, and you know, just working, you know, keeping the cash flow going, so I can keep pouring and investing in my businesses. And I'm also still taking classes as well in grad school.
All right, man. So sounds like you got a solid plan, man. You got a solid plan. I mean, I like that idea about, you know, doing, you know, costume characters and everything for the kids at parties. And Proto Elemental Football is a great market because of all the kids that come to the game, they want to catch one of those game balls over the wall. So, I mean, you definitely can be out there, you know, throwing out some T-shirts, having someone throw out your T-shirt, putting your signage up, and at the same time having people pass out flyers. But you got to partner with one of those, you know, whatever team you get on, you know, you use this sponsorship information and partnership information and monetize your company. But I appreciate you coming on this show today, and we definitely get this episode out to different coaches and everything like that so they can hear your story. And I'm hoping that you get a contract out of this episode. I'm trying to get guys signed through this platform, through this radio platform. And I thank you so much. I'm grateful that you came on the show and shared your story with us and everything. But I'll let you go ahead and close out and tell everybody where they can find you, put out your social media tags and everything like that, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Tell everybody where they can find more about Deontay Stipp. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You all can find me on Facebook at Deontay Sipp, spelled DE'ANTASIPP. You all can also find me on Instagram at Your Eminence, and it's spelled YOUREMINENCE_M3. That's my Instagram. And my Twitter handle is just Your Eminence. So it'll be YOUREMINCE3. That's my Twitter handle, just Your Eminence 3.
All right, Deontay, we want to thank you again for coming to the show. And I'll follow back up with you after the show and everything like that. We want to thank you. And all right, again, for everybody that's tuning in, that was running back Deontay Sipp, undrafted street free agent right now, still looking for an NFL opportunity. Or a high-level pro developmental opportunity. We're talking about fan control ball, XFL, USFL. This episode is going to be going out to a lot of different coaches and everything to help them get signed off this show. See, this show is all about helping the undrafted free agent get a deal. This show is all about helping the underground hip-hop artists get a deal off of this show, off of this platform. This platform is a platform for the professional armchair quarterback to post his bold opinions, and it is a football show. But at the same time, we're here to be to educate artists and athletes on how to get to their next step. So with that being said, again, this is Stogies and Beer. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking with you live in the early morning on WBESTW, Best Chula Vista, California. The time is 9:31 a.m. on July 11, 2022. And we're going to go off into some more beats by DJ Keith Chronic, Rebuild Tag by DJ Keith Chronic. everyone. Good morning. Welcome back to Stokers and Beer. This is your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it live in the early morning. And that was Rebuild Tag by DJ Keep Chronic. You can find information on DJ Keep Chronic by hitting me up on Twitter at Ferran Sports. He owns a clothing line called In the Trunk Clothing, quality T-shirts, shoes, hats, jackets, all kind of different stuff that he calls his company In the Trunk. He can pop his trunk open and boom, he got all kind of gear for you to buy direct sale, direct from seller to consumer right there. But he also makes hot beats. He's also a DJ. He does a lot of stuff, putting together mixtapes, setting up a brand new studio. So you definitely want to get with him because he's setting up a brand new studio working on some projects. So if you're up and coming underground artist, you need some beats, you need some need a mixtape did, you definitely got to get with DJ Keith Chronic. The topic was, for those of you just tuning in, with Sponsorship 101. Today's show will focus on how undrafted athletes as well as underground hip-hop artists can promote their brand by partnering with a sports team. We will focus on concepts to include signage, which we went over, box suites, which we went over, and concourse setups, which we went over. As you heard, we're talking about our special online guest today, running back out of Kentucky Christian University and Campbellsville University, Dante Sipp. I was just happy to give him an opportunity, like I'm going to give somebody tomorrow an opportunity tomorrow. I believe I got my man hybrid linebacker, safety, Charles McCall III coming on tomorrow. Same thing, giving him a platform to tell his story and tell why he should be in an NFL camp coming up soon. This platform is here for the teacher and educate guys. You know, if Deontay Sipp goes on, and let's say since he starts playing ball, if he gets an NFL opportunity, because he did work out for the Tennessee Titans in their pro. So if he does get a call to come to camp, somebody get hurt, they call him and he makes a 53-man roster. And, he's going to have to tax somewhere. You know, say for instance, he's in Tennessee. I don't know what their tax structure is, but I think the only state that doesn't charge taxes is Texas. But Tennessee is Texas. So that means he's going to be paying tax somewhere in some state. So to avoid paying a lot of state and federal taxes, what you want to do is start up a 501(c)(3) organization to where basically, you know, you're giving money to a cause, an underserved cause in your community. And that'll rather be giving money to a cause versus the government just taking your money. So that's why I teach Sponsorship 101 as far as like partnering with the sponsorship, the partnership component of sponsorship is partnering with a team, a co-developmental team, or whether it's a major team, depending on how your budget is. You can do both. You do low-level and high-level partnerships. But it's all about pushing your brand. Again, branding is how many people out of 100 know who you are, know what you're about. And then that's followed up by your Q score, which is your social media presence. How big is your social media presence? All this branding 101, all this sponsorship 101. So that's how you partner with teams. At the same time, your 501(c)(3) is your charity work, giving to charities, giving charitable donations. You want to do that type of stuff because you're making money, so you want to give back to the people that's buying your jersey, watching your games, coming to the games, and people that's, you know, kids and situations that's underserved in the community. So that's what we're talking about today when we're talking about Sponsorship 101. If you'd like to know more about Sponsorship 101, all you got to do is contact me on Twitter at Ferran Sports, both words together, Ferran Sports, capitalized F, capitalized the S in sports, at Ferran Sports, and me on Twitter. And we can talk more about Sponsorship 101. If you want to call into the show, we got 20 minutes left. Talk about anything that we went over this morning. And if you got any comments about our guest, you can hit me up on Twitter as well, or you can call into the show line and call in at 515-602-9687. If there's any coaches out there that want to get more information on SIP, get his full resume from me, which I have this young man send his resume to the T, contacts, references, testimonials, the photos, the highlights. I mean, he's done everything. Pro day numbers. He has the most thorough ball resume that I've ever seen. And that thoroughness is what helped him get signed to the Wichita Four in the Arena Football Association, formerly Champions Indoor Football League. But the Wichita Force head coach, Coach Ackman, he always works with me on giving my guys opportunities. But when he saw Sip's resume, he was very impressed. And at the same time, as we all can tell from the interview, very personable young man, very respectful young man. And he got a lot of good stuff going. So we wish him the best. I'm going to keep working with him, trying to get him signed off this episode, just like I do with everybody else that comes on the show, just trying to get him boosted up to the next level to get the next contract using this platform. But we're going to go off into some more music. We're going to pretty much be mixing some music till I come back. But I'm going to take a little bit of break to wet my throat. No, I'm not going to drink a beer. It's only 9:41 this morning, so I'm about 20 minutes ahead of time, so I'm going to sip on me some coffee. But this is Stogies and Beer. For those of you that's on the East Coast, you can go ahead on a pop one open. It's like about noon out the way, so you can pop one open and go and light one up. So anyway, this is Stogies and Beer, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, WBEST. And I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, the late night dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. And we got Tech by DJ Key Chronic. Tech by DJ Key Chronic. Hello, good morning again. This is Stogies and Beer coming back to you. This is Ramiro Friend, aka the Late Night Dog, just pissing on my mix a little bit. We're going to get better on this mix. One thing I don't like about my mixing board is that when it all come down to it, the clicks, I need to get me a mouse, electronic mouse or something, or even a plug-in mouse. I'm going to try to get an electronic mouse. Want everything to be a little bit more smoother in the mix. I don't like the fader panel that we got on Blog Talk, but I'm making it work. Again, Stogies and Beer is your professional. Again, Stogies and Beer is the platform for the professional armchair quarterback. We are the platform for the professional armchair quarterback. We talk about all things sports related, mainly football, but we talk about basketball, baseball as well, NFL, NBA, MLB. So if you want to call in, definitely as an armchair quarterback, call in. We want your bold opinions on all things sports related. We want your bold opinions on this show. This show is also dedicated to sports business, e-commerce, athletes, entertainers, craft beers, custom cigars, partnerships, sponsorships, and charities. We talk about all those things on this show. We are the we are a voice for the undrafted free agent. We are a voice and a platform for underground hip hop artists and producers. And you know, anybody that's out there in business that got some kind of business that they want to come on the show and talk about, if you're promoting a book, if you're promoting a health and wellness product, e-commerce, whatever you want to do, you know, we're open to anything. I'm a voice to the voiceless. This show is a sports show, but it's also an opportunity to take a call and let you promote your show, or let you promote your product, or let you promote your book or whatever. You know, we'll take your call and let you do a quick promo. And if you want to do an actual interview, we'll bring you on the show and do an interview just like we do our artists and our athletes. We'll let you come on the show. But this is a sports talk show. Again, this platform is set up for the professional armchair quarterback that has a bold opinion about anything sports related. We're going to ride out to some music. We want to thank everybody that called in to listen. Thank you, everybody that called in to the show. I want to thank everybody that came in to listen and everything like that. Sorry about my phone in the background. I got to turn my phone off. Got people calling me for whatever reason while I'm on air. Sorry about that. Again, we're working out all the kinks and everything. But again, this show is a platform to athletes that are still trying to make it to the NFL. Whether they got to go the pro developmental route. We're just talking about their journey, coming out of college, going into pro developmental football, trying to still get that opportunity to get to fan control football, USFL, XFL, and on their way to the National Football League or the CFL. You know, it's just everybody don't get a route coming right out of college. They don't get the direct route coming out of college, definitely if you didn't play high-level Power 5 football. So a lot of these guys, they got to take the pro developmental route, and I'm just basically exposing their story to high school kids getting ready to go to college, college kids that's getting ready to graduate and going to the NFL draft or NFL camp for next year. I'm just trying to basically make sure that everybody is aware of how difficult this journey can be if you don't take the right route. Tomorrow we're going to be bringing on another athlete, hybrid linebacker, strong safety out of York University in Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, out of King's College, King's University in Pennsylvania, if I'm correct. But we'll get it all down, pack him up, promote it. I think he's out of King University or King's College in Pennsylvania, Charles McCall III. He's going to be coming on tomorrow. We're going to be promoting him. If I got the details on the name or anything or the school wrong, forgive me. We'll have it all in detail. But we're going to have another tremendous athlete coming on tomorrow to tell his story. Tomorrow, tune in East Coast time, 12 noon East Coast time, and 9 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Central, to hear this young man's story as well. We're trying to get guys signed to their first pro contract off of this show. I specialize in pro developmental sports, so this guy and just like Deion Sipp today, get him signed on to an indoor arena team to get film to move up to the USFL, XFL, and the NFL. So we're just providing that opportunity to start help get guys signed to their first professional opportunity. I never promise anyone that I'm going to get them to the NFL. But what I do promise is that I'm going to do my best to get you to your first professional football opportunity. And I've been damn good at doing it because I've had guys in the XFL, had guys work out for the, in camp for the CFL. I've had guys in fan control football, which has a tremendous platform online and on national TV through NBC. I've had guys in indoor football league, national arena league, and everything below. I also had guys in the two defunct leagues, which are the Alliance of American Football. I had guys there. I had guys in AFL, which is Arena One, the Arena Football League, when they was on TV, on TV. I've had guys in, get opportunities in that league. So with that being said, I specialize in helping guys signed to their first pro contract out of college. And if you just follow the steps, good things will happen. With that being said, it is 9:55 East Coast time. I'm sorry, 9:55 Pacific time. It is July 11th, 2022. This has been Stogies and Beer, the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. This topic was Sponsorship 101. If you have any questions, please DM me at Ferran Sports on Twitter, at Ferran Sports, all together on Twitter. And I want to wish everybody a great afternoon, a great rest of the morning, a great afternoon if you're on the East Coast. And everybody stay safe out there. Keep your mask on. Keep your hands sanitized. And keep everybody safe. All right. This has been Stogies and Beer, the professional Stogies and Beer, the online platform for the professional armchair quarterback, and we welcome your armchair quarterback bold opinions on all things sports related. This has been Ramiro Ferran, the Late Night Dog. Have a great day.